Luke 1:76-79. You, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way. You will tell his people how to be saved through forgiveness of their sins. Because our God's deep compassion, the dawn from heaven will break upon us to give light to those sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide us to the path of peace. Luke 1:46-49. Mary said, with all my heart I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Savior. He has looked with favor on the low status of his servant. Look, for now on, anyone will consider me highly favored, because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. The word of the Lord for the people of God.
This week was my daughter Lavender's 5th birthday. My wife and I were very surprised she's made it this far. And it's been an interesting time because it's a moment of tension for Julie and I as we wrestle with this reality of a child who's getting old enough to get ready to go to school, how that changes, everything that we have dreamed about her and prayed for her. But Lavender's kind of struggling with it as well, as she's struggling with no longer being a baby or a little kid, and not quite sure if she's ready to grow up yet, to be a big kid. And we experienced a little bit of that this last week. You see, she chose to have a My Little Pony birthday party, but then at the last minute she decided that she wanted a Little Mermaid birthday cake. And so then we decided to ask her where she wanted to have her birthday party. She wanted to have it at Chuck E. Cheese. And she's had a birthday party. She's gone to some birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese. But she didn't want to have anything to do with Chuck E. Cheese, with the big mouse guy in the costume. That was a little too much for her. And so what she did was she kind of passed on the responsibility. She took all of her the little birthday girl sticker and the little tiara that they gave you, and she gave them to her 2-year-old sister and let her pretend that she was the birthday girl almost the entire time. So Chucky would keep going up to her, and she got to do all the things that that Lavender didn't really kind of want to do anymore. And so it was interesting kind of seeing her dealing with this tension, but then at the same time figuring it out, how to make it work for her. And it's amazing how babies kind of change everything. Kind of turn our worlds upside down. As I was reading through the scriptures this week, I was struck so much of the parallels between Zechariah's song and Mary's song of praise. And what's so interesting about them is if we just jump right into this Magnificat of Mary, her song of praise to God, this revolutionary voice that this young woman has as she's empowered by the boldness and the favor of God that showered upon her, It didn't start out like that just a couple chapters before that. And Zechariah, this man who is filled with boldness as he's declaring that this child that is being born to him will be the prophet of the Most High, that God is bringing a Savior into this world, here's a man who didn't even have a voice for 9 months of the pregnancy because of the doubt that he first showed when the angel came and appeared to him. So if we flip forward a little bit to the beginning of these stories, we recognize that there's tension that has built up. As Zechariah has entered into the temple to perform the rituals and the rites for the people, an angel appears to him in that space where he's alone. And there's a sense that the angel knows what Zechariah and Elizabeth, his wife, have been praying, because just a couple verses before that, it says that they're a little bit further along in age and that they've never been able to have children. And the angel Gabriel says to Zechariah that God has heard your prayers, and a child will be born to you, and you will name him John. Now, when the angel appeared to John, it's interesting because it talks about the fear and the terror that overwhelms Zechariah, to the point almost that the angel has to try to calm him down just a little bit before he can tell him the good news of the story. But even still in that moment, Zechariah expresses doubt that this can even come about because of their advanced age, because of what he's seen his entire life up to this point. And because of that, the angel has him go the 9 months of the pregnancy without being able to speak. And so you have this old man in the later years of his life, and this young woman, just engaged to Joseph, beginning to start her life. And it says when the angel appeared to Mary that she was perplexed, that she was confused, because the angel came and appeared to her and said, "Greetings, highly favored one of God." You see, Mary's reality and tension is she sees herself in the lowest status. They're poor. There's nothing significant or noteworthy about them, and yet an angel of God appears to her and calls her favored. And so the reality that Zechariah and Mary are wrapped up into in that moment is a reality of poverty, of anxiety, of fear, of tension. And yet the promise that the angels gave to each of them begins to weave together with their reality. Now you have to remember, they have to wait 9 months from when the angel appears to them to when they begin to see exactly what God had promised them. And in that tension, in that space, the promise of God begins to weave a new reality for them. And you see a timid girl who is confused and perplexed, and news that the angel gave her that would put her very life in danger has woven into a new reality of a God who will come down for her, who has seen her and blessed her, has heard her prayers, and has seen a future that she could never imagine. And the one who says that now, pregnant, about to be married, who should be marked as a sinner, as an outcast, this young woman is now saying that all future generations will call her blessed. That's a new reality that happens when a God that we have prayed to and hoped for finally comes down for us. You can imagine the boldness, the excitement that must have been able to build in her those 9 months as the baby that the angel told her about began to take shape and form and movement in her belly. And Zechariah, the fear, the tension that he had felt for so long, and yet when he heard the voice that God has heard his prayers and has showed up for he and his wife. In the scriptures, it says that Mary and Elizabeth, that these two babies will meet as they come. As Mary comes to visit Elizabeth, she says that the baby in her own womb jumps for joy as Elizabeth comes near. And it's out of that moment that Mary realizes that everything that God has promised and everything that God has said is coming true. That God truly is coming down for us. All the doubt, all the fear, all the anger, all the tension that they find themselves in, that new reality, is being woven with the presence of God, and a new reality is coming. And they'll figure it out the best way that they can. And they know that it can't and it won't be easy. But when I hear these two songs from Mary and John, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins and by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. These are not words of people who are confused and afraid anymore. These are words of ones who are inspired, who are filled with the very Spirit of God, who have learned that God has heard their prayers and is coming down for them. That's a brightening of God's light in our lives. To begin to live with the knowledge that God has heard our prayers and is coming down for us. Those two babies took words and moments of confusion and terror and turned them into songs of praise and of hope. The coming of a baby changes everything. It doesn't make it easier, but it weaves a new reality. And for us, a reality in which God shows up for us, appears to us, and brings us hope, peace, joy. And we then are able to take that out to others as well. Will you pray with me? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. Because, Lord, we find ourselves in tension. We find ourselves with the doubts of Zechariah. We find ourselves with the confusion of Mary. Lord, we find ourselves with the tension and the anxiety of our daily, everyday lives. And yet you still show up for us. The fears, the doubts, the silence, the anger, the unfairness, the new reality woven now with you of a God that is returning. A God that we can see is coming true. Allow us this week to see a glimpse that everything that we've been told, that everything that we've prayed for is coming to be. A God with us. Emmanuel, the baby that changes everything. Amen.